Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Gates. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Bird. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doug Bird. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a fly ball into left field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Carter. Sandberg moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham takes first base on ball four. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliver scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. J. Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham. Sanderson reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanderson scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham. Carter reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Expos. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wallach hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sanderson hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-2 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham, who is chasing the ball. Gates reaches third base with a triple. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Gates scores. It's 5-2, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Expos. Mike Proley now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Proley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Proley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills strikes out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Sandberg goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3 Expos. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. It's 9-4, Expos. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson who is chasing the ball. Johnstone reaches third base with a triple. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnstone scores. It's 9-5, Expos. Dan Briggs pinch hits for Mike Proley. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 5. The Expos will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first, with Tidrow covering, for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wallach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 5. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spear. The throw from Davis and he is out, Wills applying the tag. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sanderson hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-4 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. John Stone strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 5. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gates hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson is hit by the pitch. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to third. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Carter moves to third. It's 10-5, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter scores. Cromarty moves to second. It's 11-5, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-4 in the game. Wills strikes out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sandberg is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.